Broadcasting live from just off 4th Street in beautiful St. Pete, Florida. Covering the entire 813 and the 727. This is Tampa Bay's new morning crew.
3, 2, 1.
It is a good day to have a great day. JR, Lana, Kevin here. Coming off a little Thanksgiving weekend, as we all are. Lana.
Good morning.
Well, I was going to say first time ever coming off an engaged Thanksgiving, but that's not true. Because, well, now with Paul.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm saying,
but, yeah,
your first Thanksgiving as an engaged couple, how was it?
It was great, actually.
You're around a lot of family. A
lot of family, yeah. He had Thanksgiving, they probably had about 25, 30 people at his brother's house.
So you had to tell that story over and over, probably, right?
No, everybody was like, I watched the video. So you have no idea how much time and energy that it saved me. You guys, when we talked about it on the air and then we videotaped it, then I posted it on social media.
Right.
Because everybody heard the story and saw the story, so I didn't have to tell it. It was
well,
so great.
And Kevin can vouch for this, is you insisted on we talk about it a ton.
Oh, sure I did.
All the time.
And you're like, please, tell the story again.
Because JR's like, don't tell me anything I want to ask you tomorrow on the air.
Right.
I don't want to hear anything.
Because I was out the Monday that it happened, or the Monday that you told Kevin, and then I was like, all right, I got to hear this on, I got a text thing.
But it was I watched the video, And then I found out that I have almost the identical same ring as Paul's niece.
Really?
Yeah, she's engaged too. They're not married yet either, Mom.
Now, were you with her this weekend?
I saw her on Thanksgiving, yes.
Was she wearing the ring?
Yes.
Or is it the same one? Are they just going back and forth?
No.
Just wanted to make sure.
She has her own ring.
That's pretty awesome, though.
Yeah, I was like, oh my gosh, we have the almost identical, like, the shape of the ring and stuff. So I thought that was kind of cute.
That is very cool.
Yeah.
Very nice. Got a little 2-for-1 deal.
Okay. Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
Really?
No, I'm kidding, no. Awesome. Kevin?
Yeah?
We were talking off the air. Obviously, you guys did something a little different. You celebrated Thanksgiving on Saturday.
We did, yeah. So Thursday, hung out with the family, but didn't do any dinner. So Jenny and a couple other people in the family work, so weren't available.
Well, what did you serve to the kids then on Thanksgiving?
We did make your own subs.
Nice! Oh, okay. I'm with that.
Yep.
So, I'm with that.
So we did that. And that was fun. And then Friday, some family came in, so we hung out with them. And then Saturday, we had our Thanksgiving. And then yesterday, we put up all the Christmas lights.
We put up Christmas decorations yesterday, too.
Yeah, really? Is everything working at your house, Lana?
Well, we haven't done the lights part yet, because Paul...
But you put everything.
Paul put ordered some new lights, and they haven't arrived yet. You know, that whole story.
Yep.
Everybody's waiting for their packages to
come
in.
That's right.
My dad goes, hey, can you help me with the decorations? I got to go. Well, first of all, my parents have someone put up the actual lights because we don't want my dad on the ladder. No, we just don't want my dad on the ladder and stuff like that. There's a whole other story. But they have a storage shed where my mom keeps, like, you know, things they don't want at the house.
They need a storage shed?
I'm telling you right now.
Their house is gigantic.
Hold on. Over the years, my mom has accumulated so many things. We start bringing out boxes of Christmas items only. They know they're all Marquee's tubs. I mean, I'm talking about big tubs.
Yeah.
I thought we were moving into another house.
Yeah.
That's how many things. Wreaths, lights, certain dishes, all this stuff. And I go, Dad, how are you going to get this in your car? He goes, oh, no, we're making multiple trips. I go, but what about when I'm not here? You got to do this all yourself. He goes, every year, son. Every year. I go, a little bit of overkill. Let's throw up a tree and a couple of wreaths and call it a day. But that's my mom's thing. She loves...
We all have tubs and tubs of decorations.
Oh, my gosh.
I can't believe that your parents can't find a closet or some storage space in that gigantic house. Just the two of them, they have to rent a storage shed.
Well, she's got all the other stuff for Thanksgiving and this and that and the other.
You know? Easter.
Yeah, and just like family heirlooms, apparently. I was wild. I go, Dad, I can't even believe that you have this much stuff. This is crazy.
I think we all say that when we take our Christmas decorations down. Because I was going through tubs last night. Going, I'm not putting this up, I'm like, this is a waste. And you just carry that stuff around with you forever.
And I go, what's this big bag? And I'm carrying it out. Oh, that's the tree. And I go, what? You guys have kind of cheated us on Christmas now. You're only my mom's like, I ain't going there because every time we go to tree lot, it's not right. We get home and this and that and whatever. So it's just, all right. Sounds good. I'll help you.
We decided on that about 5 years ago.
Yeah.
We have a fake tree. We're not dealing with it anymore.
Yeah, so do we. Yeah, I'm not dealing with a real tree. Bugs.
bucks. I mean,
they're bugs.
It's a thing.
Yeah, I know. I agree with you.
They say you're supposed to hose your tree down, like really hose it down and let it dry before you bring in your house because there's millions of bugs.
That was one of the best jobs I've ever had working on a tree lot.
That's right.
That was so fun. All right, so check it out. A lot going on today. We are just going to hit the ground running on a Monday because we got a lot going on. Martina McBride. Now that we are past Thanksgiving, I think it's okay to be talking about Christmas now and do all that. So it's a holiday show that Martina McBride is doing December 5th, I believe, is Saturday, correct?
Yes, on at Mahaffey.
It's going to be awesome. So excited for that. Kane Brown, more tickets. I have a fun game to play for Kane Brown tickets, and you are going to represent your city when it comes down to this.
Okay.
That's at 7:40. QIK Cash Vault, somebody won on Wednesday.
What
a great time to win right before the holiday.
Yeah, what was the, what was that, I'm like $3,000, I think it was?
Let's see. Look.
Come on.
Don't worry, just doing a show here. It's fine.
Live on the radio.
Is this the one right here? Oh, here it is. Okay. It was $3,210.50, and that was Pam who won in Temple Terrace.
Yeah, she won on Wednesday afternoon going into the long weekend, so we've got kind of a new amount today.
Is that kind of? Is actually a brand new amount?
Well, I mean, they had two guesses on Wednesday.
Yeah, two guesses, so this is brand new. Here we go. We're rolling. We're going to play that Cash Vault at 8:20 because we want to give some money away. Woo! And then, I can't believe this is already happening, Tortuga tickets.
Yeah!
And we're talking about three-day GA passes, all right? That's happening at 8:40. I've come up with a game for that as well. And, of course, Kevin's two-minute drill. Bucks won yesterday. Hey, that's the good news. He will break it down for us in 2 minutes, coming out at 6:35. Right now, we want to know, what in the world are you doing up right now? Hit us up. Let's get the day going together. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Let's get you on there, too. What in the world are you doing up right now? Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here, asking you what in the world you're doing up right now. We got JJ on the phone right now. JJ, what in the world are you doing up right now?
I'm up this early to hear your voice live.
Wow, that's so awesome. Man. What was the highlight of your Thanksgiving weekend? Tell me.
I guess it was the sugar cookies I made.
Sugar cookies. That sounds pretty good, man.
Yeah, they had the white chocolate chips in it. And they're kind of holiday themed, which I know that's what after Thanksgiving, but they were like blue. It was cool. It just reminded me of my childhood.
Awesome, man. Well, listen, you have a great day. I appreciate you calling, JJ. We'll talk to you again, okay?
All right, bye-bye.
Hey, Sean, what part of town are you in, man?
I'm from Plant City, but I'm heading into work this morning.
You're heading into work. What do you do for work?
This is my first day of my job. I'm a zookeeper.
You're a zookeeper?
Yeah.
Heck yeah.
Wow. Let's go. What do you get to do?
No, wait, so this is the first day. So where do you work at?
Zoo Tampa. Okay. Larry Park.
That'd be weird if you were a zookeeper somewhere else. But yeah, that makes sense. Zoo Tampa. And you said it's your first day. So you've worked with these animals other places, though, obviously, right?
Yeah. I actually interned there this past group in the Asia Australia. So I'll be working in the Australia side.
I'm so jealous.
Dude, this is so cool, man.
We should totally trade jobs someday, Sean.
Yeah,
we can. You can sit in my spot and I'll go work for you.
The problem with that, Sean, is the cages and enclosures would be left open by Lana. And then there would be no Zoo Tampa. So,
of course.
Hey, man, well, good luck at the first day at your job. I'm sure you're awesome at it. What a cool thing. And you have a great day, my friend.
Thank you so much. Thank you guys for everything.
You got it, man.
Good luck today.
See you, bud. We got Brantley in Winter Haven. Good morning, Brantley. How are you?
Good morning, man. How y'all doing?
I am doing awesome. What in the world are you doing up right now?
Man, I'm headed to Home Depot to try to find a deep freezer to put all these deer I done got this past
year. Oh, look at that.
Way to
go.
Did well. You did well, huh?
Yeah, I did pretty good. We got three of them.
Okay.
There's a lot of pictures of social media of people that were hunting this past weekend.
Now, do they have a pretty good Black Friday deal on something? Or you just got to get one no matter what. I didn't know if they had a deal.
Man, I've got three deer already processed, and I got to find somewhere to put them.
I gotcha. Well, next time you go hunting, take Lana with you. She's a big hunter.
No, I'm not. Don't want to go.
And
really
Bradley,
bad experience one time I went.
Bradley, we appreciate you, brother. You have a great day, all right?
Yes, sir. Y'all too.
All right, see ya. All right, coming up next, we are going to play Secret Celebrity for Martina McBride tickets. Hang on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Russell Dickerson, home sweet. Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK. JR, Lana, Kevin here. We are playing Secret Celebrity.
That's right, and we're going to send you over to Martina McBride. She's doing a Christmas show on Sunday, December 5th, over at the Mahaffey. But you got to tell us, who is this Secret Celebrity?
You know, I think after having three kids, I don't feel like me and Lauren can be shocked anymore. I do know that four is a lot, but we're already kind of in the chaos phase with young kids, one in kindergarten, one in preschool, one still in diapers, and then an infant. We're just going to have to relearn how to prioritize our time. And I do know that it's going to be stressful, but, you know, we've always wanted a big family and we're just looking forward to it.
Oh, you got one. That's for sure. Trying to keep up with Walker Hayes and his six kids.
No kidding.
By the way, it's not Walker Hayes, obviously, but Walker Hayes posted a video. I think some company is trying to advertise with him because he's such a huge, you know,
fancy-like
and TikTok. They all got like brand new skateboards and someone was filming them coming down the street. It looked like a gang. They were just like coming down also on new skateboards. Anyway, that is not your Secret Celebrity.
No.
But anyway, off track. I just saw that on TikTok this weekend.
Well, I mean, you know, for this guy, his life has changed.
Oh my God.
The life changes that he has gone through from, you know, since we've known him.
Well, since 16.
Yes.
All the way back since he was 16.
I don't think he's going to have a slowdown summer this coming summer.
No, not at all. By the way, good reference. And a new one.
Yeah, very well.
didn't go deep into the bag on that one. I like it.
A lot of times, stressed out parents, you know, sometimes they like to drink a lot, but, you know, a beer can't fix, you know, the stress of having
especially when you're pregnant, you shouldn't be drinking a beer. You know what I'm saying?
True.
So a beer can't fix, you know, like maybe some pains that an expecting mother might have.
Exactly.
All right. Well, that's a public service announcement as well. Who is our Secret Celebrity? 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. All right. We got Brian in Tampa right now playing Secret Celebrity, 995 QYK. Brian, how was your Thanksgiving?
It was very good. My daughter came down from Michigan and we got to spend time with her.
Nice.
How pumped was she to get out of Michigan?
Oh, she was very pumped.
Now, is she a Michigan fan? Because that was a game.
Yes, I'm the only Ohio State fan in the family.
I'm sorry you're going through this, Brian.
Hey, we had eight good years.
All right, my man, who is our Secret Celebrity?
You know, I think after having three kids, I don't feel like me and Lauren can be shocked anymore. I do know that four is a lot, but we're already kind of in the chaos phase with young kids, one in kindergarten, one in preschool, one still in diapers, and then an infant. We're just going to have to relearn how to prioritize our time. And I do know that it's going to be stressful, but, you know, we've always wanted a big family, and we're just looking forward to it.
Thomas Rhett!
Yeah, talking about his family just keeps growing and growing and growing. And
I bet you they have more.
You think so?
Oh, yeah. They're not going to stop at four.
Right. They got a full band at this point. So anyway, hey, Brian, you are hooked up, man. This is going to be a great show at the Mahaffey on Saturday. Martina McBride. Now, is your daughter still in town?
Nope. She just went back Saturday. She
okay.
Back.
I was going to say you could take her, but she's obviously gone. Who are you going to take instead?
No, this is going to be my wife and my son. They love Martina McBride.
Oh, I love that.
More than I do, so.
Yeah, dad of the year. And then, by the way, when you get to Christmas, you go, remember, I already gave you guys tickets to this, yeah. so.
Yay!
All right, Brian, congratulations, my man. Hang on for me, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, brother. All right, coming up next, Kevin's two-minute drill. Lana, we always say this. When they win, we feel better about coming into work.
Literally, I was watching the TV yesterday. I was like, oh, Kevin's going to be in the worst mood.
I was in the airport coming home going, please, 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 please.
Please win.
He is wearing his Bucks sweatshirt right now, and I believe his Bucks hat. He's ready to go next with Kevin's two-minute drill. Hang on. Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK, JR, Lana, Kevin here. It is time for Kevin's two-minute drill. He's going to sum up the entire Bucks game in 2 minutes. Now, as you know, the Bucks won, so this should be a very fun one for Kevin. Right, Kevin? Are you excited?
Definitely excitement yesterday.
Okay.
Yeah.
You let me know when you're ready.
I'm ready.
You got the clock.
I got the clock ready.
2 minutes as soon as you hear the whistle.
Down. Set.
Whew.
That's all of Tampa Bay after that game yesterday, losing 24-14 at the half. You're thinking, oh boy, is this just the Washington game all over again? No, they came out in the second half. They outscored the Colts 24-7 in the second half and won the game 38-31. Big win. Colts were on fire. 8-3 on the season now. This was just a huge win for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And Leonard Fournette had himself a day. 100 yards rushing, 31 yards receiving, and 4 touchdowns.
Hand it off. Fournette walks in for the touchdown. Brady to throw it. Gets it out to Fournette, who walks in for the touchdown. His second one today. Fournette gets through and gets in. His third of the day. Touchdown, Tampa. Jumbo formation. They were running in a big hole.
They were trying to set up the field goal, and he just decided to end it there. Now, it got a little dicey at the end of that game. They had a long run, but stopped Carson Wentz 2 throws. Game over, 38-31, 8-3. They played the Atlanta Falcons next in Atlanta, Sunday at 1, and Tom Brady talks about the win.
You know, it was a really hard-fought team win. Again, I think all three phases, there's a lot to learn from, but good to win. Good to win on the road against, you know, a team that was really playing well. Good run game. You know, they got some good dynamic players in the pass game, and our D really stepped up.
And that's Kevin's two-minute drill.
There you go, Kevin.
Wow, 142.
Well done, man.
Good job.
By the way, the Colts have been on a heater. They have been crushing teams, and Carson Wentz played out of his mind yesterday.
Yeah, he truly did, and right at the end of the first half, Bucks scored with just under 2 minutes to go to make it, it was 17-14. And I'm going, okay, Colts get the ball at halftime, but we've left them way too much time.
Right.
They got a 3rd and 15, a 3rd and 10.
Let's go.
Then on fourth down, they were on the 3-yard line, the Colts, and instead of going for a field goal, they went for the touchdown and got it. And wow. I'm going, oh boy. And then they get the ball at halftime. I'm like, well, this could get ugly quick. We got an interception or a fumble. I can't remember. And then it was rolling from there. It was
stressful.
Awesome. It was awful that first half.
It was bad.
But it was great at the end.
Awesome. All right. Very cool, Kevin. Way to go. Yeah. Go Buccaneers. Congratulations, Bucks, on the big win. Woo. All right. Coming up next. Interesting thing happened to me in an Uber on the way to the airport before going to see
my folks.
Very interesting. Hilarious, and it took a weird turn at the end as I was getting dropped off at the airport.
Okay.
I will tell you about it next on 99.5 QYK. Sam Hunt, 23, Tampa Bay's morning crew, 99.5 QYK, JR Alana Kevin here. So, anyway, went to go visit my folks in Austin this past weekend, obviously for Thanksgiving, and I got a ride share, an Uber to the airport, okay? And it was about 6 in the morning. So, I'm driving along. And I'm talking to this very nice woman, and she, you know, asked me what I do. And I don't really, you know, we always talk about this. We don't really go into what we do because it's like, oh, how did you get into it? And I'm like, this ride's not long enough for that.
Right.
So we're going to the airport. And I go, oh, yeah, you know, I work for Beasley Media and whatever, this and that. And they own radio stations and this, that, and the other. So she starts talking to me, and I go, what kind of music do you like? She goes, anything but country. Anything but country.
Man.
I go, really? And, you know, obviously playing dumb. I go, really? I go, that's why? I go, country. It's amazing, you know?
Mm-hmm.
God, family, country, you know? And she goes, I grew up in the 70s. I'm like, okay, there was good country music in the 70s.
Mm-hmm.
You know, but I understand that, too, you know, being the rock. And she goes, and I'm from Cleveland, you know, rock and all that.
She's a rock girl, yeah.
Rocker. I go, oh, that's cool. I said, you know, there's a lot of, you know, voices, even like a Stapleton or whatever, that kind of do like, you know, rock country. You ever heard of Chris Stapleton? Yeah, I'm just not, you know, it's just so cliche, you know, all these things. So I'm thinking she's the one that thinks the old joke of it's, hey, I lost my truck, lost my dog, lost my girl type of thing.
Right.
She's like, yeah, every song's the same. And I go, wow, you really don't like country. And she's like, yeah, nope, don't like it, hate it. And it's
so
going on.
What song did you put on for her?
So anyway, this is great. So, you know, she's obviously driving. So we get to she rails on country for a while. I mean, we got her talking.
Okay.
And so she goes, and then we finally get dropped off And I said, hey, I won't say her name. Let's call her Betty. I go, Betty, I appreciate the ride so much. I hope you have a great Thanksgiving. And by the way, your first preset on your radio station is 99.5. And that is a country station. Just want to let you know, on your radio, I can see it from right here. Mm-hmm. That is your first preset. She goes, what? She goes, yeah. I go, 99.5 is a country station. And she goes, oh, my daughter must have put that there. We listened to country the entire time to the airport as she was telling me how much she hated country. I was cracking up. And she looked back. She's like, really? I go, she goes, my daughter must have put it there.
Oh, so the whole time you guys were listening to country.
Yeah, I was in the background. Of course. Why I was dying laughing as we were going there. I was like, this is great. And I go, well, I go, that's one of the stations we own. And I said, so I appreciate your support.
Oh.
It was so funny. She goes, but she was like, I don't think she was embarrassed, but she was very in shock. But it was kind of one of those things like, thanks so much. Have a happy Thanksgiving. Jumped out of the car, grabbed my bag, got out of there. But it was literally the first preset on her radio.
Well, it was just her daughter obviously did that.
And so. I was dying laughing the whole time because as she's looking at it, I'm just looking at her radio going, mm-hmm.
Uh-huh. She's got us on there.
You got a point there? No, whatever. That was the first
That's
preset.
That's the best.
That's awesome.
I was cracking up and it was funny, but she was very, very sweet and hopefully she did have a great Thanksgiving. And since it is her first preset, thank you for listening.
Yay! You never dropped the ball and said you work at the station?
No, I didn't want to do that.
Okay. That's funny, though.
It was hilarious. I was cracking up. It was great. It was a great way to start the weekend. So anyway.
Yes.
All right. Coming up, 7:05. A great way to honor the military in our community. We want to stress this to you, and we want to talk to you about it. All right, so 7:05, we'll do that. And then, of course, 8:20, we're talking about money. QYK Cash Vault. Want to get you paid? Get ready for that. Right now, it's Scotty McCreery, U Time on 99.5 QYK. Thanks for having us on.
Tampa Bay's morning crew want to honor and thank those who protect and serve our country. Time now for Military Monday on 99.5 QYK.
It's really one of the best things we do on this radio station, in my opinion. It's one of the most rewarding things, I feel like, for us and I think for our community, is to honor a military member in our community. Now, as we always say, we do First Responder Friday and Military Monday. Military people are very humble.
Yes.
And they feel like it's their duty to serve, and that they don't necessarily always, you know, when you say, hey, thank you for your service, they usually say thank you, but it's not like, oh, thank you so much. I appreciate it. You know, they're like, that's my job. That's what I do. And they feel a calling to do that. And that's amazing in itself right mm-hmm. there. So this is why we call on family members, friends, you know, brothers, sisters, whatever, to nominate that person. Now, we don't make them come on the air.
Nope.
We don't try to put them on the spot anyway.
Nope.
We just like for you to
brag about them.
Yeah, and put a spotlight on them so we can honor it. We team up with our friends at PDQ. They like to give you a gift card, and it's just a great way to honor them and just give you a small token of our appreciation. Of course, you know, on the station, mm-hmm. being able to show some love for them, because that is a huge part of, by the way, all three of our families, first mm-hmm. off. And it's just, it has to be honored.
Yes.
People have to be honored for what they do, and especially around the holidays.
I was just going to say, you know, this is that time of year where so many families are without their loved ones because they are serving our country. So we want to hear about them. We want you to brag on them. Tell us about them.
Right.
Tell us where they are, where they're serving, and do that. And,
right.
and we'll talk about them. It's just a way to honor them, about the people that are living here, are from here, the Tampa Bay community, and out serving our country.
You know, the other thing I like about it, too, is we get to find out who the person is behind the uniform.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Who these men and women are. And we always have fun with them, asking them kind of fun questions, whoever's nominating them. Like, so what, you know, brought them to this? Or what do they do in their free time? Or tell me, you know, that type of things. And we've talked to moms, we've talked to husbands, we've talked to brothers, we've talked to sisters, cousins, just friends, neighbors, mm-hmm. and whatnot. And it's so cool to hear about these people in our area and what they do. And so we want you to nominate someone. And it's super easy. And if you've tried to and had some problems, we just found out that the link wasn't working. That's on us. But Kevin, being the genius that he is, he has fixed it.
Mm-hmm.
We are good to go, right, Kev?
I did a test. It worked.
Did you nominate someone?
I nominated a test.
Yes. Test. Anyway. But again, I want to make sure everybody understands that it is not a way to, because I know, like I said, they're very humble when it comes to Military Monday or First Responder Friday. Just give us their name. We would like to talk to you who nominated them. It's just a couple minutes, and it's just a great way to honor them. So Yeah. You don't have to tell us specifically what they do in the military. If that's private, totally understand. Get it. Just our way of saying thank you. Usually we use first names, too. People get embarrassed that way, too. Totally understand. Mm-hmm. But we would love to learn about that.
995QIK.com. If you click on Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, you'll see right there on the top, Military Monday. Click on that, and I can get signed up and nominate somebody today.
There you go. Military Monday. Love it. All right. Coming up, we will have a brand new 715 Second Date update. You know, coming off Thanksgiving, we'd like to make some love happen. Families have been together.
Let's
right, Lana? All right, less than 10 minutes away. Jake Owen, one that got away at 99.5 QYK.
It's that time again. It's the 7:15 Second Date Update. On 99.5 QYK.
All right, after a nice little holiday weekend, it is time to get back at it. It's mm-hmm. time to do a brand new 7:15 Second Date Update right now. All right, we have Kurt on the phone. Good morning, Kurt. How you doing?
Hey, I'm all right. How are you?
I'm doing great, man. So we got your email. Hope you had a great Thanksgiving, by the way. And
thanks. Yeah, it was good.
We heard about this girl, Kara, that you mentioned. Tell us about how you know Kara and what you guys do on your date.
We met in a dating app. It's basically how I go on any date nowadays. We actually ended up going bowling. But we went to Ooh. Splitsville, you know, so like a trendy place, not just some dive. Didn't want to take someone to somewhere gross, you know.
I've been there forever. That's a cool place.
It's so fun. You should go. The food was awesome. We ordered some apps, some good drinks and stuff. It's a great first date kind of thing, you know, an activity, but like still talk, not like watching a movie. Anyway, it was great. Had a good time. We, you know, chatted the whole night, told me about her family, her friends. I thought it was perfect. And, I have texted her a couple times since then, and I've seen she's read it, but there's no response. So I'm just kind of wondering what is going on because I feel like it ended really well.
All right. I do think it's a great idea to go and like just do something fun like that and just keeps it casual and you guys kind of talk in between bowling and all that.
Well, the first thing that I'm thinking of is, are you competitive? Did you do something, know, at Splitsville? Because they have other games and stuff.
Right. Did you trip her as she was trying to bowl or anything like that?
No, not at all. Actually, she was better than me. She got a bunch of strikes. I'm not great, but it's fun.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Very nice. All right. And also, did she seem like she was into you? Did you feel like she was engaged in the date and having a good time?
Totally. I thought so, yeah. Like, every time she got a strike, we'd high five. I thought it was great. I thought the chemistry was right on. And I'm just really confused right now why we're not chatting anymore.
Okay. And how did the date end? Did you guys talk about a second date at all? Did you guys just say, all right, see you later? Or how did that go?
I said, I'd love to see you again. And she was like, yeah, me too. And then I figured I'd follow up, and I did follow up, but she didn't respond.
Okay. Well, I like the idea. Everything sounds good. Kurt, it seems like all the elements are there. Let's see if we can do this. We're going to try to call Kara for you. Can you hang on?
Yeah, thanks.
All right, hang on.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
We are trying to help out Kurt this morning on the 7:15 Second Date Update. I love what they did on their date.
Yeah, he took her to Splitsville, and he said they went bowling. You know, they've got a bar there. They've got great food there. It's a really cool place there down at Channelside. So that's a great date idea.
Yeah, he said it was very casual. You asked, were you too competitive? He said, no, she was better than me. She had a great time, you know.
Right, because I could see that maybe why she would want to go out again with him. But
why? Because she was better than him?
No, if he was competitive with the bowling or the other, because they have other games there, too.
Right, yeah. They got, like, shuffleboard and stuff like that as well. So, all right.
Shuffleboard?
Yeah. All right, so here's what we're going to do. We are going to try to call Kara right now and see if we can get her on the phone.
Hello?
Hi, is this Kara?
Yes, it is. Who's this?
Hey, Kara. This is JR, Lana, and Kevin over here at 99.5 QIK. How you doing?
Good morning.
Good morning. I'm good. How you guys doing? Good.
Have you heard of our show?
I have.
All right. Do you ever hear us do something called a 7:15 Second Date Update?
Oh, boy. Yes, I have.
Okay. Well, it's about that time.
Oh, boy. Well, I have not been dating that much, so I have a pretty good idea what this is about.
Okay. Well, before we get into that, is it okay if we talk to you on the air?
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, you guys called. And, I'm a courteous person. You know, I don't want you to waste your time.
All right. Well, do you know? So who do you think we're talking about?
I'm going to say Kurt.
Yep, it's Kurt.
It's Kurt. Yay!
It is.
Great start. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, we wanted to ask you about him because he reached out to us, told us that you guys met online. You guys went to Splitsville for a great date. He thought you had a great time. He even said you were better than him at bowling and complimented you on that. And thought things were really flowing with you guys. And there was some chemistry there. I guess the date ended by saying, hey, I'd love to see you again. And you saying, yeah, me too. And since then, he has reached out to you, has heard nothing. It's just is super confused. So what's going on?
Well, I guess he, like, failed to mention that he threw a fit at the bowling alley manager on our date.
Why?
Oh, boy.
All right, so we went to the bowling alley. Like, what do you do at a bowling alley besides bowl? You have to put on bowling shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy refused to wear the bowling shoes.
Well, they are ugly.
That's not what they're for,
Lana. That's beside the point.
Didn't go with his outfit.
I'm not saying they're like the most fashionable. I'm not saying the trendiest. But you go bowling, you rent shoes, you put them on. Like, he refused. He flat out, like, they gave him the shoes. He's like, I'm not wearing them. And I was like, all right, well, I'm going to wear them, obviously, because I want to bowl. And, like, I was like, dude, you really need to put on your bowling shoes. Like, let's just, it's not a huge deal. You know, they sanitize them. He's like, no, they're gross. I'm not. He's like, you know, who are these people to tell me, like, what shoes I'm supposed to put on? I was like, all right, you know what, dude, do you. And the manager comes up to him. He was like, look, you have to put on your bowling shoes if you are going to continue to bowl. And he was like, and then he just throws, like, a temper tantrum, like a two-year-old. He's like, you're not my dad. You can't tell me what to do.
Man,
like, if I want to bowl wearing my sneakers, I can wear my sneakers. And the guy's like, sir, he's like, these floors are very expensive.
Yeah.
Your shoes, scratch them up. He's like, you could also get injured. Like, these shoes, the bowling shoes, are designed for the bowling lanes. Like, because, you know, they're a little bit slippery. Like,
well, absolutely. Like, I mean, that is the whole reason why you put bowling shoes on.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm like, I get it. I'm like, look, I'm not loving the shoes right now, but I want to enjoy the date. I want to enjoy bowling. Right. Like, just relax. And he just, like, he just went on a tirade on this poor manager. This, you know, guy did nothing wrong. And here's Kurt just flailing at him, telling him, like, you can't tell him what to do, like, screaming in his face, like, a sociopath. Like, it was just so embarrassing.
Wasn't it his idea to go bowling in the first place?
Exactly.
He knew he's going to have to put different shoes on.
Really not.
Exactly. If you know, like, if you invite someone out to go bowling, like, it's obviously not your first time. Like, I mean, it's not your first time bowling. So why are you all uppity about putting on bowling shoes? Like, if you didn't want to wear the shoes, we shouldn't have went bowling.
I could see how that would be very embarrassing, Kara. Well, listen, Kara, we actually have Kurt on the phone. I want to ask him about this. Kurt?
Yeah.
It sounds like you were, kind of made a scene here. You weren't into the bowling shoes. Now, real quick, do you bring your own bowling ball as well? Because you don't want to put your fingers in these...
No, of course I don't bring my own bowling ball.
Of course not.
I just didn't want to wear the shoes. Like, you can't tell me what to do. I'm a paying customer. You know what I mean? I didn't think it was that big a deal.
It's what you do. You wear the shoes at the bowling alley. Like, it's common courtesy.
You're not going to make me do anything I don't want to do. You know what I mean?
Wow.
I think it's a step too far. I don't want to wear them.
He's a baby. It's not a fight against the man. It's just bowling shoes.
A fight against the man.
Everyone should be able to choose for themselves, and I don't want to wear the shoes. You can wear the shoes if you want to. I was just saying, why don't make me? I don't want to. If you want to wear them, wear them. I don't want to wear them.
You should have picked somewhere else to go then, because that's the rules.
Yep. Well, like, Kurt, let me ask you a question. Why don't you want to wear them? Like, what's the big deal? You're wearing socks. I mean...
It doesn't matter. Just, like, it skeeves me out. I think it's gross. Other people wear them, and I don't want to share shoes.
Well, do you see how the big deal was that you kind of made a scene and embarrassed Kara?
The manager was making a scene. He should have just let me be. If he was just a normal dude and let me do my thing, I wouldn't have had to raise my voice. That was on him.
You're doing your thing
is like a liability to the bowling alley lane. Like, honestly,
you know what
I
is,
wouldn't
Dan.
Have been surprised if you like fell on the ground and just started kicking your legs and flailing your arms like a little baby. Like, that's how bad you are.
Baby doesn't stand up for himself. Baby's a dependent, all right? I was just standing up for myself like a man does.
Well, listen, I have a question, Kurt. I mean, it sounds like you were pretty, you know, hard-nosed about wearing shoes at a bowling alley, which, you know, like we've been saying, I feel like you would have known that going into it. But let's just put it this way. You know, you decided not to do that. Kara was embarrassed by the situation. I mean, even if you didn't mean to, she was embarrassed. That's how she felt. So, I mean, that's valid. Kara, would you say that this is a deal breaker for you?
Oh my God, it's absolutely a deal breaker. Like, I mean, it's just a matter of like being polite and not being as rude and being a baby. I mean, it was just, like I said, mortifying, embarrassing. Like, when he refused to put the shoes on, he like stomped off the bowling alley. Like, you know, because we were in the middle of our game, he just stomped off, like, you know, crossed his arms like a little boy, like, you know, fine, like, I won't bowl down. Like, it was just, I was like, am I being an adult man or like an adult child? Like,
right.
I just,
well, Kurt, listen, it sounds like Kara is not interested in a second date. Is there anything else you'd like to say?
No, me either. Good. With a personality like that, I have no idea. Yeah, another date.
Okay. All right, guys.
Don't try to turn it back like you. All right. Break up with me, dude.
All right, guys. Well, listen, thank God it was only one date.
Yes.
I'm sorry it's not going to work out, Kurt. Now you know what's going on. I'm glad you guys are going your separate ways. I think this is a good deal. I think this is the right move on both your
and
parts.
And maybe you should think about where you're taking a date and some of the things you have to do on that date before.
I think it's a lost cause at this point.
For next one. Because he says he does a lot of online dating.
All right. Well, hey, listen. You have a great day, guys. Appreciate you coming on.
Yeah, whatever.
All right. See what I mean? That's why I said I think it was a lost cause, because he was not hearing anybody right there.
I guess not.
Yeah.
All right.
Well, it's like going to a batting cage saying, I'm not going to wear a helmet in here.
Yeah.
I mean, you have to wear a helmet.
Yeah, I mean, you just know you have to do that stuff, but he should never even recommended it then.
I agree with that.
No. But then to get mad on the date, though, I mean, that just... That's a side of your date you don't want to see on the first date.
At a bowling alley manager. I mean, that's just, I don't know. I want to know what you think.
Nothing against bowling.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying, of all people to get mad at, I mean, he's like, his job is to instruct you to wear shoes. Like, it's on him, you know? All right, hit us up. What do you think about that? 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. So a little confused by the whole 715 second date update we just had between Kara and Kurt. It's 995 QYK. Lana, they decided to go to Splitsville, which I thought was a great activity. It would be fun. It was his idea, which I think is the important part about this.
Right.
Let's do it. She's like, he goes, there was a lot of great apps. We had fun. She was better than me at bowling. It was just a good time and hang loose. We're like, that sounds great, man. So what's going on with Kara? Why is she not getting back to you? We get Kara on the phone, and apparently he made a scene.
Yeah, he did not want to wear the bowling shoes. He said they're disgusting. He doesn't want to wear them. And we're all just sitting back going, even Kara, she's like, well, then why did you take me there? But the things that he was saying and kind of confronting the bowling manager, I mean, you just don't do that stuff on a first date, and then it's just making her feel so uncomfortable of all of her shoes.
He also said, no one's going to tell me what to do.
Yeah.
All right. Well, why are you going to the bowling alley? All right, getting your reactions right now. We got Sally and Sefner. What do you think?
I think that guy is insane. I mean, bowling alleys, those wooden floors that those bowling alleys are made out of aren't made for street shoes.
Right.
No, that's what
I'm
saying.
They're not made for street shoes. That's why you get bowling shoes. If you don't want to wear somebody bowling shoes that are at the bowling alley, then buy your own and take them with you.
Right.
There's a weird activity to pick if that's how you feel about bowling shoes.
I know. I bowled for a long time on leagues, and I had my own ball, my own glove, my own shoes, and I took them out there. But my gosh, you can't make the other company liable for your stupidity.
You're right. Sally, I totally agree with you. I appreciate you calling. You have a great day.
You too.
All right, bye-bye. Bye. Mike is in Tampa right now. Mike, your thoughts on this?
Good morning, JR and Lana. The only thing I kept hearing the entire time through that thing was, it's my party and I'll cry if I want to.
Absolutely. I'm taking my ball and I'm going home.
Yeah, like, holy crap. But you need to, you want to be a man, like, you're not a man. Like, man, grow up.
Absolutely, dude.
Yeah, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. And then the thing is, you know, to show that side and get that angry and kind of cause a scene on a first date.
If you have a problem with bowling shoes, bring your own.
Right.
Sally was just saying that, too.
Don't go bowling.
Yeah, exactly.
They're $50 for a pair of brand-new bowling shoes. They're cheap.
Yeah. There you go.
All right, Mike, I appreciate you calling. Have a great day.
Have a good one. See you guys. Bye.
Great text I got listening to you in the car. My 7-year-old just said, Mom, that's just common sense. There you go. 7-year-old.
Even a 7-year-old gets it. I appreciate the calls. If you missed it, it'll be on our Instagram, Facebook page a little bit later. All right. I need 2 callers for this game. All right. 2 callers. You're going to represent your city for Kane Brown tickets. 800-992-1099. 800-992-1099. Kane Brown going to be at the Amway Center in Orlando this Friday. It's 99.5 QYK. We are playing a game called the Kane Brown Hometown Throwdown. We got Don representing Plant City. Don, how are you?
Good, brother.
All right, very nice. We got Scott representing Tampa. Scott, how are you?
I'm good.
All right, gentlemen, here's how it works. These will be Tampa trivia questions for you. Now, here is the rules. Listen carefully. You have to chime in with your name to buzz in, all right, if you think you know the right answer to the question that Lana's going to give you.
Okay.
If you chime in with the answer, that doesn't count, all right? You have to chime in with your name, and then we'll ask you. If you guess and you get it wrong, the other person has a chance to steal. First one to get 2 out of 3 wins. Does that make sense?
Sounds fair. Good all luck, right. Scott.
Don, you're good?
Yes, sir.
Scott, you're good?
Yes.
Plant City taking on Tampa right now. Lana, what is that first question?
If you were going to a Bucks game in 1999, would your seats be in Raymond James Stadium or Houlihan Stadium?
Don. Houlihan Stadium.
That is incorrect.
Scott. Oh, I just took a guess.
Scott, you have a chance of stealing, a pretty good chance at it.
Raymond James.
Right, that's one. 1998, by the way, was the first year they played in Raymond James Stadium.
I love it.
By the way, the first game was against the Bears.
All right. By the way, the Kevin's Tell All book is coming out next year, so you're going to love it. All right, here we go. Don and Scott chiming in with your name. Scott is up 1-0.
Now, I do have multiple choice for this. Okay. Do you want me to read the multiple choice?
Yes, and then chime in with your name. So, gentlemen, wait till she reads all 3 multiple choices, and then you chime in with your name. Here we go.
What is the name of the pirate that invades Tampa in January? Is it A, Calico Jack, B, Blackbeard, or C, Jose Gaspar?
Scott.
You were first.
Jose Gaspar.
Yes, Scott! Nice job.
Scott got 2 out of 3. Don, I appreciate you playing, my friend. You have a great day.
Sorry, Don.
Have fun at the concert, guys.
There you go. Being a good sport, telling Scott to have a good time. All right, Don, have a great day. Scott, way to go, my friend. Chimed in right there.
Thank you.
And by the way, give a big shout out to Tampa, because Scott is representing Tampa.
He
beat Plant City today. All right, Plant City, you might have to come back tomorrow if you get through. But you are going to Kane Brown this Friday in Orlando. And as like we always say, you might as well leave now because of the traffic.
Yep.
All right, brother, hang on for me. Get you hooked up, okay?
Thank you.
Well, there was a lot of football going on this weekend, but there was a country star that absolutely stole the show. We'll talk about it coming up in the 810 Music Minute.
Now, it's time for Tampa Bay's Morning Crew's Music Minute on 99.5 QYK.
Just want to say a big, huge congratulations to the guys in Zac Brown. Their song, Same Boat, is number 1.
There you go.
And if you think about it, Zac Brown has so many great songs, but they have not celebrated a number 1 since 2015.
Which was?
Beautiful Drug.
Okay.
And that wasn't even one of their best songs. No. So,
by the way, Same Boat is a very chicken fried vibe. And that's why their album's called The Comeback. I feel like they kind of got back to the roots. Because Beautiful Drug was way out there.
Way out there. But a good song. But still a good song. So big congratulations to them. I do want to invite you to keep QYK on starting after 7 o'clock. Backstage Country is hosted by the one and only Kenny Chesney this week. Kenny taking
a boat or what?
Probably his yacht. Yeah, out in the Bahamas or something somewhere. Yeah. So or Virgin Islands is where he's at, right? So hosted by Kenny Chesney this year. Congratulations to Mitchell Tenpenny. He and Megan Petrick are engaged. He dropped to one knee at Losers in Nashville.
Now, if no one knows what that is, there's two bars right next to each other called Winners and Losers. And it's a, if you go there when you're in Nashville, it's not on Broadway.
No.
It's off the beaten path. And you will usually see a country artist hanging out. So it was... Yeah.
That's where Travis Denning met his girlfriend as well, too.
I love the fact that he did that. That was great.
Yeah, so a lot of people hang out at the bar again, so congratulations. Megan Patrick, by the way, is a up-and-coming country artist.
Very talented.
She's from Canada, and she's just super awesome. So Luke Bryan's wife, Caroline, you know, we watch her and we follow her on Instagram.
Hilarious.
Well, she shared with us some pretty devastating news on Thanksgiving. What she was cooking in the oven exploded all over the oven, and well, we don't even know what dish it was she was making because it was soup, and poor thing, it was all over the bottom of the oven, all over the top of the oven, and she had like nothing left in the pan. She literally took the pan out. She's like, look at my Thanksgiving dinner.
That's why I love her. That's why I love her. Because you would think that they'd have like a private chef or catered in or whatever.
Oh, no, she's in there exploding dishes. Hilarious. And Luke is out on the deck, and he's shucking oysters, actually.
Yes, he is.
Drinking beer.
So, hey, what's going on? Love that guy.
Typical family, just like everybody else. You know, Thomas Rhett, they keep adding and adding and adding to their family. They have four now, but he doesn't think it's going to be too difficult.
We're already kind of in the chaos phase with young kids, one in kindergarten, one in preschool, one still in diapers, and then an infant. We're just going to have to relearn how to prioritize our time. But, you know, we've always wanted a big family, and we're just looking forward to it.
I'm exhausted.
Kindergarten, preschool, diapers, and an infant. That's crazy. And we all heard this song. If you watch the CMA Awards, Luke Combs, he was talking about his brand new single that he performed called Doing This. This is a little story behind the song.
I think it was just kind of, you know, written from a really personal place. You know, people always kind of ask me, well, what job would you have if you weren't doing this? And we kind of took that idea and made it into a song. And it just felt like there's so many people that will never stop doing what we're doing. And that's what I would be doing if I didn't make it this far. I would be trying to make it this far. And
super talented dude. Mm-hmm. By the way, he stole the show this weekend. I mean, the Cowboys Raider game was insane.
Yes, it was.
But I think he made a pretty good bid at being the halftime show for Super Bowl at some point.
He should.
He was fantastic. You could tell he was jacked about it. He posted a bunch of stuff on his Instagram, but he crushed at that halftime show. So that was awesome.
And the NFL needs to look at him for a halftime show. Absolutely.
So, and it was kind of cool to be flown on Jerry Jones' private jet. They were posting that too.
Nice.
Fly in, fly out. So yeah.
That'll do.
Yeah.
So we figured we'd wrap up the Music Minute on this Monday with the brand new song from Luke Combs. This is called Doing This.
All right, let's do it right now. And coming up, your chance. A lot of money with the QYK Cash Vault. Less than 10 minutes away on 99.5 QYK. Well, it just happened a couple weeks ago, but Tortuga already set to be an amazing year next year.
I know. It's going to happen April 8th, 9th, and 10th. And this is going to star Luke Combs, Morgan Wallen, Thomas Rhett, and many, 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 many other artists. 3 days, Fort Lauderdale Beach. This is a party.
This is what's great, too. We're giving away 3-day general admission passes. So that's awesome. All right. So we're going to play a little game called The Florida Man.
Now, Florida Man.
People know this because you can put in Google, you can put like Florida Man, and then you put like your birth date, and some crazy story about Florida will come up.
Always does.
Just got to talk about it. It's fun, all right? So this is going to be kind of like two truths and a lie.
Okay.
I'm going to give you three Florida headlines that happened at some point in time on November 29th, which is today's date.
Okay.
And you got to decide which one is false. You'll give you two chances at this, all right? And if you get it right, you will win Tortuga tickets.
Wow, two chances at it, huh?
66.6% chance.
Ooh.
Kevin, check my math on that?
I believe you're correct,
Thank you, Kevin. All right, here we go. 800-992-1099, 800-992-1099. Caller 9, your play.
God is great, bear is good, and people are crazy.
We got Taylor in Plant City. By the way, we've had a lot of Plant City today. They're representing today.
All right, here we go,
Taylor. Here is the deal. We are playing a little game called Florida Man. I'm going to read you three headlines. People like on Google will put Florida Man and then a date, usually their birth dates. Well, we put in November 29th being today's date. Florida Man, November 29th. Three headlines. I'm going to read to you. Two of them are true. One of them is false. You got to tell me which one is false, okay?
Okay.
Here we go. First one. On November 29th, a Florida man was arrested after trying to hide from a cop behind a van after trying to evade him on a high-speed chase on his motorcycle. He thought that would be a good hiding spot. It wasn't. They're saying he was arrested for hiding behind a van. That is the first one, okay? Second one. On November 29th, a Florida man in Sarasota was arrested for fighting his brother over Thanksgiving leftovers. A Sarasota police spokesperson said the suspect claimed his brother would not let him take home the stuffing, even though it was his recipe. And finally, a Florida man was arrested for damaging an ATM machine because he said it would not stop spilling out money. Taylor, which one of those headlines is false?
Number two.
Thinking number two, you say on November 29th, the Florida man in Sarasota was not arrested for fighting his brother because he was not allowed to take the stuffing home, even though he says it was his recipe.
Yeah.
That is correct. Yeah! Yeah! That never happened. But it does sound like a Florida story, doesn't it?
It does.
It sounds like my house. Yeah. Well, congratulations, Taylor. 3-day passes to Tortuga. Way to go.
That's awesome. Thank you, guys.
Absolutely. All right, hang on for me. We'll get you hooked up, okay?
Perfect. Thanks.
There you go. That's how you play the Florida man game.
I love it.
Pretty wild stuff. So tomorrow, if you want to study up, check out November 30th. Ooh. So we'll see. There you go. You can play ahead right there. All right. But yeah, some guy. I'm going to hide behind a van. Hopefully this will work out. And then the other guy was mad. It was giving him too much money. Never heard of that ever. Until
who does that?
All right. More Tortuga tickets this afternoon at 5:40. And then we'll play Florida Man again tomorrow at 8:40. Coming up, trending in Tampa Bay. We're commercial free till then. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK, JR Lana, and the ACM CMA winner, 23-year radio veteran, the pride of Jesuit High School.
Go Tigers, by the way. They beat Hillsboro. They're in the state semifinals.
Here we go.
Go Tigers!
USF grad?
Go Bulls. They ended their season heartbreaking fashion. Thank you, refs.
Oh, and the man, instead of doing turkey, did make your own subs for Thanksgiving.
That happened.
Changing things up a little bit.
Gotta do it.
His name's Kevin Ebel. He has what's trending in Tampa Bay.
Tampa Bay Buccaneers.
Let's go.
They didn't look great in the first half. Actually, we're losing 24-14 at the half, but the second half, they were a different team. Outscored the Colts 24-7. Won the game 38-31. It was 31-31 late. Until Leonard Fournette scored his fourth touchdown of the day.
Gumball formation. They will run it in a big hole. Who needs a field goal? Fournette goes for the end zone, and he's in! Touchdown, Tampa Bay!
That was it.
Dude, that dude runs like a deer.
He is
so fast.
He had 100 yards rushing, 31 yards receiving, 4 total touchdowns. What a day for Leonard Fournette. Buccaneers now 8-3 in division, 3-game lead.
I think Paul has him on his fantasy team, but he ended up benching him.
Ooh, boy.
And then he was just screaming at the TV because he's like, I can't even believe this is happening right now.
Yeah, that's a bad decision, Paul. May want to rethink that. So 8-3, 3-game lead in the division. They play the Falcons in Atlanta this coming Sunday, 1 o'clock. Again, Bucks 38-31 over the Colts. If you're looking for a new Christmas movie to watch, there's going to be a new movie on the Disney Channel and Disney Plus. It's called Christmas Again, and it actually has a local Tampa teen in it. Her name is Ashlyn Jade Lopez.
Ashlyn!
Ashlyn Jade Lopez!
She is a junior over at Newsome High School.
Nice.
And she is going to play the older sister. Her name is Gabby of Rowena, who is the lead in the movie. It's called Christmas Again. It comes out this Friday. The movie is about a high-spirited 11-year-old Rowena hoping to add more spunk to her Christmas celebrations when her parents' divorce is going anything but smoothly. The holiday does not go as planned as Rowena asks a neighborhood Santa to grant her wish.
Aww.
So that's what the movie is about. Again, it's called Christmas Again, Disney Plus and Disney Channel this coming Friday. Gators beat the Noles over the weekend, and so they had fired their coach, Dan Mullen. Well, they have a new coach, Billy Napier, who was the head coach of Louisiana. He is the new head coach of the Florida Gators. Ooh. And finally, some Tampa Bay Rays news. It's the offseason, but we always have news. Wander Franco, 11-year, $182 million deal. That is signed. He's 20 years old. So
what?
And guaranteed money. He will get all of that.
Wow. Yeah, he's He's really good. And if he lives up to the potential, and they also got 2-time Cy Young Award winner to a 1-year, $8 million contract. This is Corey Kluber, who has been hurt a lot of the last couple of seasons, but he has 2 Cy Young Awards. He played for Cleveland, but the deal is pending a physical exam because of all the injuries. So hopefully that works out, and the Rays can add another Cy Young to their list.
Woo.
And that's what's trending in Tampa Bay. This one's in the books. Yes, sir.
Let the dogs out!
Monday brought to you by your friends at Suncoast Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram, conveniently located in Seminole, your Ram truck headquarters, and just in time for the holidays. How about a puppy for Christmas? Percy is a 6-month-old, 40-pound Rottweiler mix and a very cute dog.
Oh, you've got to see a picture of Percy if you are looking to add a 4-legged friend to your home. Somebody who enjoys life, somebody who can cuddle in your lap and play ball with you. Percy is going to be perfect. Now, he did come with a little skin condition, but it's been treated by the vets. He is improving rapidly. He's ready to continue recovery in his new home.
Make your holidays. Make Percy's holidays. He is available at the Pet Pal Animal Shelter in St. Pete. And you can see a video of him on our Facebook and Instagram a little bit later. It's about Monday. Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 995 QIK, JR, Lana, Kevin. Thanks for waking up with us every single day. We appreciate the heck out of you. Fun day today. We played a couple new games.
Mm-hmm.
Kane Brown tickets. It's called the Kane Brown Hometown Throwdown.
It was.
So, Scott in Tampa. He represented for Tampa. He beat Don in Plant City. He won Kane Brown tickets.
He's going to Kane Brown in Orlando.
So tomorrow we'll do it again at 7:40. You will rep your hometown if you're one of the first 2 callers that calls in, and you guys will play head-to-head. And if you win, again, Kane Brown tickets for you at 7:40. Also, Tortuga tickets. Like we said, this thing just happened. So there's more tickets this afternoon at 5:40. But we'll play again tomorrow at 8:40 when we play a little game called Florida Man.
Florida Man.
So if you missed it, we'll explain it again tomorrow at 8:40. Also a fun game.
And we've got another chance for you to guess how much money is in the QYK Cash Vault. Keith will have another chance coming up around 11:20. You want to get in on this because there are thousands.
And thousands!
I mean, there's so much money in this cash vault. There's a lot of money.
There's some big guesses this morning, and it was actually higher. So hopefully you're keeping track. But 11:20, Keith will have you. Well, I'm glad that everybody, I hope everybody had a great holiday. I know, Kevin, you had a good time with the fam.
Did.
Lana had a good time.
Sure did.
First Thanksgiving with Paul, being engaged.
You know, the only bad thing that happened to me all weekend.
No, we don't want
to
be negative. Let's keep it positive. What are we doing here?
My dog woke me up every morning at 4:15.
Kevin was just saying his sleep schedule was all off, too.
Way off.
I know.
I was up before 6 every day, pretty much.
Yeah, 4:15. Louis was barking at me wanting his breakfast because that's when he gets fed. I'm like, it's Saturday. Lou, come on.
Hey, you trained him.
I know.
Lou.
Awesome. It was not fun.
Whatever, though. We got some time off. We got to hang out.
Yeah,
and
it was nice.
Got to see the fam.
And I went back to bed, which is even awesomer.
Yeah, I go, awesomer. There we go. Your word of the day is awesomer.
Awesomer.
All right, very nice. All right, have a great day. We'll see you tomorrow. It is a good day. Have a great day.
Hey, Cher, guys, thanks so much for listening to the podcast of Tampa Bay's Morning Crew. And make sure you give us that 5-star like, and we'll keep bringing you the good stuff from the show on 99.5 QYK.
Tampa Bay's Morning Crew, 99.5 QYK.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.